So I'm on my way home from the Hard Rock, a night that went well until it didn't. I'm not one to really share bad beat stories. I don't think there's a lot of point to that. But this is just a remarkably bad play from another player that I got to set down for posterity. I'm in the number one seat immediately to the dealer's left. And the only other player in the hand is in the number 10 seat immediately to the dealer's right because he made a pre-flop raise and I was the only player who called it. I had pocket nines. So there's a pot. I think he went to $12 at a 1-2 table, and I called. So we're the only two people in the pot. And the flop came three diamonds. A king and two other diamonds. Neither was a nine. So I have pocket nines, no diamond. There's three diamonds on the board. He bet 10. I raised to 30. Obviously representing a hand. And he called after some consideration. The turn card came, and I don't remember what it was, but it paired the board. And he checked. It was a five. Five on the board. Paired. He checked. And I pushed all in. So I have now bet on the flop. I've raised on the flop, actually, with three diamonds there. And then when the turn card paired the board, I bet out all in after he checked. Long thought, he calls. I figure I'm screwed, unless a diamond hits on the river. He turns over his hand, ace, king, offsuit. He called my raise and my turn card bet, both with top pair, ace, kicker, no diamond at all. He had no draw to flush, and he had no draw to a full house, both of which scare cards hit the board, and I bet. Other players at the table couldn't believe when he turned over his hand. I didn't even show mine, because my pocket nines were fairly insignificant at that point, but he took me for all my chips. Just a remarkably bad call. A player to my left said to me, "You can't bluff a donkey," and he's right. I should have known better. Wow. Anyway, that's the night.